In the consolation semifinals for the Manhattan girls basketball team at the Roundhouse in McPherson, they found themselves in a three-point shooting contest against Andover Central. Manhattan would hit 8, but Andover Central would hit 12. The Indians had a shot at a tying three-pointer right before the buzzer in the fourth quarter, but it falls short, and the Manhattan Indians lose to Andover Central on Friday, 52-49. Manhattan finished 8 of 29 from 3, and a huge night from sophomore Janie Hilgers, who finished with 15 points and hit 5 of her 9 three-point attempts, 4 of them in the second half. Also scoring for the Indians, 8 points from Maxine Deering, 7 apiece from Delaney Larson and Joran Parcell, plus 4 points each, Kat Ball, Emery Rolofson, and Kennedy Dodds. For the night, the Indians shot just 29%, 28% from 3-point range, and for Andover Central, they shot 43% from 3-point range. 12 of their 19 total field goals in the game were three-pointers. They were led by senior Hayden Snodgrass, who had 21 points, including hitting 5 of 8 from three-point range, including clutch shots down the stretch to give the Jaguars the lead for good. Manhattan did out-rebound the Jaguars 43-29, including 23 offensive rebounds. A real back-and-forth contest. There were 7 ties and 6 lead changes. But with the three-point loss, Manhattan is now 7-5. They've lost 4 in a row. And coming up next, they're into the 7th-place game, and they'll play the first game on Saturday. That'll be against 3-9 Wichita Northwest with tip-off at noon. Pre-game coverage on K-Man, and this will be an online-only broadcast at NewsRadioKMAN.com. We'll begin at 11:45. I'm Mitch Fortner for News Radio KMAN.